the very first place that you must go when you feel your performance dropping is your body. And the way that the body drops in performance is through getting stiff, tension in the body.
Oh, yeah.
And dehydration, because we literally are a meat sack with electricity running through it. And so it requires really good quality water, and it also requires space in between.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast.
Welcome.
Today we're going to talk about when performance drops. Now, we've done so many episodes about the positive and how great it is to be able to use your breath to create energy, but what do you do when performance drops and you're just feeling that down in the dumps sort of
feeling? And you don't feel like breathing.
And you don't feel like breathing. That's precisely what happens to me when I feel that way. Now, here's the interesting thing. Now, look, we're podcasting on this because this is something that we've been feeling. I mean, it's December and it's the end of the year. There's so many things that are happening, plus, you know, the pressure of family and getting together and these sorts of things.
And also, depending on whereabouts in the world that you're listening to this, it's hot here in Australia during December, so you've got that shift in
cold is intense,
yes,
too.
Yes, absolutely. You know?
Yeah, the shift in the intensity in the weather as well. Well, look, here's what I've been experiencing. I've been experiencing one of the first problems that comes off is I don't have the energy to do very much, where I might start to feel dehydrated and stiff because I don't want to move or don't want to do anything. And then I start finding that I start creating a love affair with the problem that I have, or an attachment to the problems or issues.
Yeah, we want to just back up a little bit here with the problem. Now, we mentioned dehydration and stiffness. let's just lay it out straight here. Becoming dehydrated and stiff is literally how you die. It's basically how it happens.
Well, less intense. It begins the breaking but down process.
But it does.
Of
if you look at the body, and of course, most of you do know that. When we're talking about performance dropping here, the very first place that you must go when you feel your performance dropping is your body. And the way that the body drops in performance is through getting stiff, tension in the body.
Oh, yeah.
And dehydration, because we literally are a meat sack with electricity running through it. And so it requires really good quality water. And it also requires space in between. So that's why we've really honed down in on the dehydration and stiffness as being one of the problems. And it may seem like, I know what you're thinking, stiff, dehydrated, really? Really, we're telling you really.
When you start paying attention, you'll start noticing the subtle things that will suck the energy out of you. And you only tolerate what you allow. So, well, that's what I said about, you know, a lot of times if I don't feel like breathing, it'll stay there. If I don't get up and take action myself to hydrate my body, move my body, use those actions to shift the state that I'm feeling, and then throw a breathing session in there to sort of like clear the cache. Because a lot of the times for me, my brain starts to go to, oh my goodness, 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 oh my goodness. And then like there's no room for a solution to come.
So there's no space. So that's the, you know, if you think about it, the stiffening of the body, the dehydration, the drying out, you know, it's going to cause you to feel like you're suffocated, to feel like everything's closing in around you. And this is true for the cells in your body. And so it's true for you as all of the cells in your body.
So, well, the cells are trying to communicate something to you. So if you don't do anything about it, they'll start screaming. And that's where I believe that sickness and diseases start to come out. Because if you don't sort of start to do something about it, and this is actually one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, is that the longer I wait to do something about the issues or the feeling or the not wanting to breathe or the low slump energy, the longer I wait, the harder it is to pull myself out of it.
Mm.
And it's a whole lot easier when I have somebody next to me with a boot going, come on, let's get on with it. And we do the same to each other.
It just, and look, you will never hear us say this enough on here. It all starts with the body. You can, you know, you've heard us say it before. You can do all of the goal setting and writing out this is what I want and visualizing and all that stuff. And that stuff is great and it helps. But it's really only a very small slice of the picture. A very large slice of the picture is actually the physical body and how attentive you are being to the physical body. Because let's face it, when the shit starts hitting the fan and things start getting on top of you, and we've seen this in our clients and we've seen this in other people around, what is the first thing that goes out the window?
Self-care.
Self-care is the first thing you start missing your, you either, you know, if you go and see a practitioner or a chiro or you see a masseuse or any of these sorts of things, they're the first thing to go out the window. You know, your own personal routines.
For me, I go into a space of, I can't do this because I have to deal with the problem. So I will sit in the problem cesspool before I'll look after myself, which is interesting. As a business mom, you know, that's something that's really like a default behavior that we do, is that we have a tendency to look after everybody else's issues or problems or things and actions before we look after our own.
And look, you know, if you're sitting there and you can check the little tick box on I'm over 30, there's an interesting thing that happens with the body when you get over 30, and that is that, you know, things start to slowly break down. And you may have heard me say this before about being on the elevator. Once you get past 30, the elevator either goes really fast down to the bottom, or it can be a slow, gradual sort of ride to the bottom. So, you know, even your methods of looking after yourself, it doesn't need to be that you have to go and flog yourself in the gym. It doesn't need to be that you have to do some really outlandish, weird type of fasting diet, this or that. It really does come down to you. You know, keeping some simple staples like some movement and stretching and staying on top of your hydration and staying with, in tune with your, whatever your rituals are, whatever your, you know, if you've got a meditation or a breathing ritual, even if you've got go-to sort of mini rituals that you have, these are the things that are really important. And it doesn't have to be, you know, intense CrossFit workouts. You know, it doesn't have to be like this. It can be as much as getting out and going for a walk. You know, these sorts of things are so simple and they're so often overlooked, and we often do them ourselves. We overlook them ourselves, and it's frustrating to talk to business owners, to talk to high performers, to talk to leaders and influencers, and see that once the performance drops and there's a shift in the performance, that the body is it's very rarely gone to because it's too easy. You know, it's got to be something else, I think, and it's something that we're really, really, really keen on bringing awareness around this.
Yeah, I think the go-to is take action on do something that most people do, but they take action on something that's not quite leveraged. Now, I want to give you something that you can walk away with and go, oh, okay, I can do that. One thing that I have found has been like, it has changed the game for me in how I use my breath when performance drops. So for me, a lot of the times I'll have a tendency to go into disappointment and blame, and not only for myself for how I've set myself up for a certain situation, but maybe I might go in disappointment and blame on somebody else as well. And both of them are pretty strong emotions. So what I have found is like, yes, where can I take responsibility, learn lessons such that if the scenario comes up again, I can catch it so that performance doesn't drop in this particular way again. And one go-to thing I do with my breath is I'm gonna invite you to do this with me, and just take it easy if you're driving, and if you're in a public place and you don't really want people to see you, just do it quietly in through your nose. I'm gonna do it in through my mouth so that way you can hear me, okay? And it's very long, drawn out inhales and a letting go of the exhale. And it sounds a little bit something like this. Try it again.
So just imagine that you're drawing the air in through a straw and taking as long as you can, filling from the bottom to the middle to the top. Get to the fill point, let it go.
Let it go, and you're filling every area, top to bottom, side to side, front to back, and just creating more space. For me, that feels like it slows me down and gives me something to focus on. And I'll do that for as long as I need to. I could be walking, I could be driving, I could be working, I could be exercising, I could be anywhere and do this. And it's not like, maybe it's not weird to me because like, people know I'm the breathing person, so like they'll hear me. But it's something that is worthwhile, and I would invite you to have a little play with that and see if you can create some more space
for
yourself.
Yeah, look, the mechanism is simple. It will generally, as Angie said before, you get into the problem, you're going to be in your head about the problem. The problem's really in the body. But what happens is our head doesn't consider simple things like the dehydration and the movement to be something that could fix it. So we won't do anything at all. In fact, we'll sit in the problem. So just to reiterate that the breathing is the procrastination buster. It's the first thing that will create action in your body so that you will then start to link that with, okay, now I should take care of my body. Now I've got the space to go, all right, I need to sit down and do some stretching, or I may need to get some more water in. It is actually these simple actions that will make you feel better, but that will then bring your head above the clouds so that you can make better decisions moving forward and come back up onto the performance, back up onto the plane where you're really performing at your best.
That's right. And if just a simple breath like that, where you can slow down and focus on something and use that as an opportunity to clear your head such that you can get in touch with your intuition and go, what's the most leveraged thing that I can start off with now to move me forward to where I want to be? So just have a play. See how you go.
It's not in the words, it's in practice.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Breathing Edge podcast with us. For show notes and other resources, please visit breathingedgepodcast.com. While you're there, you can subscribe for future episodes so you can continue your own journey towards peak performance. And please be sure to share this and other episodes with your friends and colleagues. The Breathing Edge is brought to you by Experts on Air Podcast Network. Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.